Howdy, folks, howdy. I'm Pinto Pete. I've been waiting for you quite a spell. Begin to think you'd lost your way, and I, an old desert chief, that's my Pinto pony, you know, would have to break from the trail and start looking for you. Oh, but I'm glad you got here safe and sound, because you can just see the old sun a-saying her last good day as she slips to the other side of the world. And will you look at the grand display she's making in yonder clouds, ascending her purple, gold, and pink soft shafts of light through them and dressing them up in 1,000 pretty garments in less time than it takes to tell. The ladies of the sky, I calls them. And look yonder over that mountaintop. There comes the man in the moon to do his nightly courting. And pretty soon, you'll see those sly little fellas, the stars, peek out of their blanket of blue up there and twinkle their message of encouragement to the moon. Yep. Right, pretty picture. But I'm afraid you'll have to be getting along, because the boys will be getting anxious. So we better hit the trail and ride into camp. If we don't get in right smart, we'll have the whole outfit a-swarming down on us like a mess of monkeys. And that wouldn't be, to you Easterners, what you'd call true Western hospitality, would it? Especially on the part of Pinto Pete and his ranch boys. So I reckon we'd better be getting on.
Hey, you know, boys. Sure seems kind of lonesome out here on this roundup all by ourselves, don't it?
Say, you know, it sure does. I got used to having those folks come out to the ranch every evening, but you know something? Pinto was bringing some folks clear out here for even this far.
Boy, you know, I like it out here on the range. Boy, I feel it like a young bull yearling peeping through the cactus at early dawn.
Well, you kind of look like one to two.
Well, say, what do you say we scare them coyotes away from our bacon with a song, huh?
Okay, Jack.
Let her go.
A Spanish cavalier stood in his retreat, and on his guitar played a tune, dear. The music so sweet would oftentimes repeat the blessing of my country and you, dear. Oh, say, darling, say, when I'm far away, sometimes you may think of me, dear. Bright sunny days will soon fade away. Remember what I say and be true, dear.
And when the war is o'er, to you I'll return, again to my country and you, dear. But if I be slain, you'll seek me in vain. Upon the battlefield you will find me.
Oh, say, darling, say, when I'm far away, sometimes you may think of me, dear. Bright sunny days will soon fade away. Remember what I say and be true, dear.
Say, boy, look yonder over the bronco. Here comes old Pinto now.
Yeah, hello, Pinto.
Well, here we are, boys. Come on, folks, make yourself.
Say, folks, you know, you should have seen old Sugar when he tried to top that solely little roan today. He sure mopped up the prayer with the bosom of his pants, didn't he?
Yeah, sir, that darn pony humped his back and busted right in two. I didn't know which end to grab a hold on.
I'll say, you know, Sugar, he threw you so high I thought that the bluebirds would build nests in your hair before you lit.
That's right. Yeah, and me and them me and them birds got hungry up there, too. I thought I was going to have to holler down to you fellas to shoot some biscuits up to me through a blowpipe before I starved to death, before I hit the ground.
You know, he nearly threw him plumb back home in Indiana.
Come on, folks, sit down here. Why don't we get over there, boys?
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay
its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
Hey, fellas, let's see old Shorty shake his hoofs here, shall we? Come on, Shorty. Just come on. Irish washerwoman, how about you singing us a little Irish ditty?
Well, Jack, I'm not sure whether she was a washerwoman or a princess, but her name was Mother McCree, and I'm going to tell you about her.
All right.
There's a spark in me heart which no calling may own. There's a death never sounded alone. There's a place in me memory, a life that you'd feel. No other can take it, no one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that falls furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me.
Like a queen to me, boss. And you know, just looking out there, I don't believe there's anything prettier than that moonlight coming down through those old Swahara cactuses.
I guess you're right, Jack.
I know something prettier.
Well, what's that, Shug?
That's a table full of knife for pumpkin pies.
Oh.
And talking about your moons, I could cut some half ones in them. I could cut some total clips in them, too.
You know, Shug's romance all runs to his stomach.
Yeah, you bet it does.
Sure does.
It's a good thing that yours doesn't, Joe. You know, you'd be all full of romance.
Say, fellas, let's take a little trip in our imaginations and watch that moonlight again as it used to shine over the old Colorado.
All right, but if we're going that far, I'm going to ride old Dan.
Get on it.
River Colorado, how wish that I were there with you. As I sit and find each lonely shadow takes me back to days that we once knew. We were to wed in harvest time, you said. That's why I'm longing for you. When it's moonlight on the Colorado, I wonder if you're waiting for me too.
That moon is getting mighty low in the sky, and I reckon we better start you back up the old trail before it gets too low for you to see your way. We sure have enjoyed your visit. Come again, won't you? So long.